This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here with our business news update. I read a really good book called Blogging in Your Underpants. And the whole point of the book is that we're in this new age of the internet. It's cheap, easy media. Anyone can publish media and put it out to the world at a very low cost. And it's not going to change. So we are now in a position where we should be creating and we should be putting it out and publishing our own stuff. We don't have to be bound by the big publishers and we're not under the control of the old ways. So get out there and create. And you really can combine what it is that you enjoy about your business and translate that to the community. This week's a very exciting week for Superfast Business because superfastbusiness.com went live and it's now a podcast which has been approved by iTunes. You can now tune into these episodes on your portable device. And I've been saying for a while you really need to get in front of your audience wherever they are, even if they're not in front of a computer. And you can do that with MP3s and people can be on a bus or walking the dog and still tune in. So I'm putting out videos and audio content on pretty much a daily basis, and that's the strategy behind it. One of our members in Silver Circle won an award. It's just a good reminder that if there are awards or there are competitions that you have a good chance of entering and winning, you can really leverage the press off that. The press release news aspect of it is very appealing. You can also really engage with all of the other participants and the community that come together for this sort of thing and rally up a lot of buzz with your social media network, your email, customer list, and also credentialize your website with good sort of prize-winning little badges of authority. One of my favorite concepts this week was the head of the octopus and the tentacles. The head of the octopus is like the website, and then it has tentacles going out in different directions. So if you're running an event, if you have an authority blog, you can have a tentacle or pages for different topics. On superfastbusiness.com, I have different tentacles for websites, search engine traffic, design, affiliate marketing, reviews, and of course, business and internet tips. So they're different channels or different tentacles, but the head of the octopus is the superfastbusiness.com website. So have a think about how you could approach that for your business. A really cool way to get extra traffic and targeted traffic to your offer is to take a small piece of your product and give it to someone else in your marketplace. And this is complementing. So you go out and complement the marketplace. Find someone who you might have thought was a competitor and give them the first few modules of your course and let them load it up to their membership area. And what they can do is then introduce their customers to your material with a nice little affiliate link pointing back to your full product. So this is a Trojan horse technique. It's very valuable. I've been doing this for years, putting little pieces of my content in other people's paid memberships and having them come back to my membership to buy. All right, if you're getting a little bit bogged down with paperwork or you know your wardrobe's out of control, maybe it's time for a power cut. And by power cut, I mean just cull, dump, get rid of, reduce, eliminate, shred, gift, whatever. Just get things out of your life that you're never going to need again. If your business is in a shambles, it's very hard for you to leverage and to grow faster. So go and attack that piece of paperwork that's sitting there and staring at you. Just attack it, get rid of it, and see if you can do that by the next update. And perhaps leave a comment about how you've been able to eliminate or delete something. I'd love to hear your progress on that. You know those scenarios where you go in to deal with someone in business and they want to put you in that little power control thing where they've got all the big chairs and they put you in the little one? Well, change the game. Suggest they try a different chair. Move the chair to a different part of the table. You could actually carry your chair around to their side and face back at the, you know, have some fun with it. Break the scene. I've heard it called frame busters. I've heard it called disruption. I've known about this technique for at least 15 years from selling. Don't put yourself in the situation where you're subordinated to the weaker person. If you don't want to be, you can do something a little bit different. Make a comment. Look out the window and say, hey, what a nice view. You know, just like really just distract the person. and get it back on side. You don't have to be put into that little pressure spot. It's your choice. They're lucky to be dealing with you. And when you get that sort of framing, I think you'll find that business becomes more enjoyable. Sometimes in business, you have to say no. And when you say no, that actually frees up more power for the yes. Now, I learned this technique from Raymond Aron, but the point is, if you just say yes, yes, yes all the time, suddenly you're busy, you're flat out, and when someone else wants something, you can actually going to have to turn them down and say no. Now, what I suggest you do is filter out the good business. Just deal with the people who you want to deal with. So say yes to them, and the ones you don't want to deal with, and you know them pretty early, say no. Say no thanks. And then you're free. And when someone says, would you like to help me with this or collaborate or work on this project? Now you're free because you've made your time available. You've put the emphasis on only doing the things you want to do. So use the power of no. Just a word on business. Yes, it's challenging. That's what business is. It's there to create a customer. And by that very definition, creating a customer is hard work. It's hard to get a customer sometimes. It's hard to keep the customer. And then you might need staff or team or tools or software or paperwork and all the things that make business challenging. And that's why you get the big bucks. You'll make more money when you figure out how to manage all this and not get too bogged down in the stress of it all. There will be continual challenges. Life is dynamic. Get with the program, accept it, and plow through it. Because other people don't, they give up too early, and that's why they're still working in a job, and that's why you have a business. Here's something that I think a lot of people really obsess and focus on. They're so worried about making the next sale, they forget about increasing their capacity to deliver value. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean work on your systems and your structure and your ability to deliver more value. Now, the perfect example is a sole operator. If you're just selling your time, you've only got you. And once your time is gone, your 160 hours a month, that's it, it's gone. If you had a team, if you hired three or four people, now your capacity might be 400 or 500 hours a month, and you've increased your ability to deliver value, and you can actually serve the same customer with more quantity, or you could serve more customers in the same amount of time, therefore making more profit. So that's what I want you to focus on. Focus on creating a better system for delivering more value, and the customer side will take care of itself when you're actually able to really look after people and look after them more. Here's a split testing technique. This is very simple. We've probably all heard of split tests, right? A, B split test. You put up one offer, put up a second offer, and one of them will win and be the winner. But what you can do is just test a very small portion of your customer base on a split test. So you might split your list into 25%, 25%, 50%. You run the first test with 25%, 25%, that's your AB. One of those is the winner, and then roll that out to the other 50% of your customer base, and therefore you've really maximized your result. This works particularly well with email broadcasts, and most really good email broadcast systems will have the ability for you to send out a portion of your list at any one time. My final tip for today in the business update is ask better questions. When you ask better questions, you get better answers. Ask yourself, how can I improve my delivery value system? How can I set up split testing today? How can I go and do a power cut? How can I increase my octopus and tentacle business model? I'm sure when you answer these questions, your business will absolutely be rocking. So there's my business tips for the week. I look forward to catching up with you next week.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.